Well, 122 Victorian home care services and residential aged care facilities are now reported to have COVID-19 cases. But a Senate inquiry has heard the names of those facilities are not being made public because the federal government is concerned about the providers' reputations. The investigation is looking into how Victoria's outbreak ran out of control. Nick Grimm reports.
Early on, the Senate Select Committee's investigation into the Australian government's response to the pandemic wanted to clear up the issue of how widespread the outbreak has become in residential aged care facilities. The call of the numbers, provided here by the Health Department's Acting First Assistant Secretary of Aged Care Reform and Compliance, Amy Laffin.
97, this is in Victoria?
Yep.
97 residential aged care facilities?
Yep.
657, of which 657 residents and 594 staff members are positive.
And the statistics didn't stop there.
And sadly, of those, 108 care recipients have passed away.
And that still wasn't the end of the accounting, with Labor Senator Katie Gallagher asking Health Department Secretary Brendan Murphy to explain why several days passed before the Commonwealth learned of the serious outbreak of infection in Melbourne's St Basil's Home for the Aged in Fawkner.
So there was that five-day window where the Commonwealth had no line of sight, no understanding that there was an outbreak occurring in St Basil's.
Correct. I think the challenge was with the huge and overwhelming amount of community transmission.
Federal Aged Care Minister Richard Colbeck acknowledging too that wasn't the only mistake made during the chaotic days that followed.
Clearly, some of the residents didn't get the care that they should have received as a part of that changeover process. There's no point me trying to pretend that it all did go as it should have done, because it didn't.
The significant error, the fact that St Basil's workforce was placed into quarantine, leaving residents without adequate supervision. But other providers are also coming under scrutiny, with committees seeking a list of Victoria's aged care homes that have also experienced a COVID outbreak. Dr Murphy saying that information could not be publicly released.
We'd be happy to provide that, but we would like to provide it to the committee in camera. Some of the facilities don't want it publicly known that they have outbreaks. Many of them have been open about it and it's in the media, but some of them have just had one staff member and the facility's been locked down and it's been controlled, and they're obviously worried about reputational issues.
And that view was backed by the minister.
Particularly some of the smaller facilities, their capacity to deal with a huge influx of, say, media inquiry can severely impact on the facility. And in the circumstance where they're doing well, the families are being appropriately advised. I think that as long as the families know what's going on, and we're ensuring that that's the case, that's part of our daily case management, to ensure that families know what's going on. I'm reluctant to have a public hit list of facilities that have been unfortunate enough to have an outbreak of COVID within them.
But that's something that doesn't satisfy one advocate for aged care reform.
We think this sends a very clear message to the Australian public that the interests of providers come before community.
Linda Saltarelli is the spokesperson for the independent group Aged Care Crisis.
It also serves as an omen for any future recommendations the Royal Commission might take to improve the system, and that the interests of the industry will eclipse that of the community. You know, there is really no excuse. Anything short of total transparency around the locations of where these outbreaks are occurring and whether residents or staff are affected, in our view, is reckless abandonment, and it could well endanger the public health of other Australians.
Linda Saltarelli is an independent advocate with the group Aged Care Crisis. Nick Grimm with that report.